Some people have the mistaken impression that Buddhism leads only to passivity, to people forsaking this materialistic world and meditating in the forest. In truth, this kind of isolation is intended primarily for monks and nuns. As a philosophy, Buddhism does deal with classic philosophical questions. What is truth, and how can we ascertain it? What is the purpose of life? What is this universe in which we dwell? What are human nature, duty, and destiny? What is good, and what is bad? But the main emphasis of Buddhism is specifically on taking the right actions. What should I do? The essence of Buddhism can be summed up in the two concepts of right view and right conduct. The right view is of no value if it does not lead to the right action. And taking the right action is obviously fundamental for the success of business. As Lawrence explains,
leadership is about making decisions, and not just any decisions, the right ones. Leaders of global companies make decisions that affect thousands or even millions of people, and political leaders make decisions that affect tens or hundreds of millions. Therefore, making the wrong decisions can have disastrous effects. The purpose of this chapter is to show how leaders can improve the quality of the decisions they make by applying some central concepts of Buddhist philosophy to improve their minds. The Buddhist view is that a true leader is one who makes the right decisions. And making the right decisions depends on taking the right view, which leads to the right action. Taking the right view involves what the Dalai Lama refers to as a calm, collected, and concentrated mind, one that is peaceful, undisturbed by negative thoughts and emotions, trained, and focused. It is a central concept of Buddhism that every man and every woman can decide to improve his or her mind, and that doing so will lead to a happier life for himself or herself and others. You can improve your mind by thinking the right way and acting the right way, but you cannot improve your mind if you do not think the right way. Thinking the right way means making sure that every action is based on the right intention and the right motivation. The right intention is that the action will be beneficial to you and everyone affected by it. That is, it takes into account the well-being of the self and others. This is true for individuals and for organizations. Having the right intention is the first part of the Buddhist concept of right view. The second part recognizes three aspects of reality: impermanence, interdependence, and dependent origination. Buddhism teaches that nothing exists that is permanent, nothing exists that is independent, and nothing exists without a cause. You may think that this is rather obvious, but all too often people forget to take it into account when making decisions. Recognizing interdependence and continuous change is also the basis of systems thinking in the West. Many prominent contributions to this field have been made by academics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. For example, Peter Senge in organizational learning, Jay Forrester in systems dynamics, and Marvin Minsky's Society of Mind theory of human cognition. The Santa Fe Institute in New Mexico, with its many Nobel Prize winners, such as Murray Gell-Mann and Kenneth Arrow, continues to advance knowledge on how a complex system like the economy, even society, functions. They all seek to answer many of the same questions as Buddhism. How do causes and effects interact? In other words, like Buddhists, systems thinkers take a holistic view of society and the world. Thinking the right way depends on having a calm, collected, and concentrated mind. If your mind is influenced by anger, jealousy, fear, or lack of self-confidence, you become disturbed and inefficient. You cannot see reality, and your mind is no longer calm, collected, and concentrated. To achieve the right view, you have to develop the capability of mindfulness. Mindfulness means that you can see when a negative emotion starts to influence your mind. You also have to develop the ability to stop these negative emotions from taking control over your mind. In other words, you have to gain and maintain control over the state of your mind to make your decisions according to right view. In the next few chapters, we explain how to train your mind in this way. While right view relates to the intention behind a decision, right conduct, another Buddhist concept, refers to the quality of the actions a company and its employees take as a result of that decision. All our actions should take into consideration their effect on others. We discuss right conduct in more detail in Chapter 2. This book is unique in applying the principles of right view and right conduct to decision-making in organizations. An organization is more than the sum of the individuals within it, because the organization can accomplish many things that individuals alone cannot. Yet any decision made in an organization also affects its individual members, who also have their private lives, families, friends, and memberships in other groups. As a result, each and every decision a leader in a business or organization makes has an impact on countless others. We do not want to give the impression or claim that applying right view and right conduct is easy. It is not. Reaching perfection is beyond the capability of almost everyone. What we do claim is that everyone can improve their minds and performance if they want to. And that is also true for every organization, whether small, large, private sector, public sector, charity, not-for-profit, or NGO.